Triple Sonnet in a Season of Pandemic. This year, an interloper thrust its gloom between bright crocus and the firstling iris, a dark old mood voice ululating doom veiled in the contours of a deadly virus. Placid first, then as a rushing flame, it breaks in unseen waves, insidious. We hunker, fearful, in imagined tombs, dread words divisive and invidious. A whisper here, a murmur there, of death drawn out among the elderly, the ill. These most susceptible must self-immure, secrete themselves in silent rooms, where breath transmits no taste, where lungs may safely fill in solitude, the outer world a blur. Then iris yields to rose's fleeting scent, as self-styled experts rise on every side, purporting truth, with numbers daily bent in somber graphs, fine-lined or barred or pied. Each claims death's steady rise or swift descent, statistics shift as wildly as the tide. And in dismay, anger's barely pent increase, and rank confusions swell, abide. The virus shadow, looming dark, expands, threatening to compass weeks, then months. It seeds what some proclaim the new formed normal, a world where none dare touch, sing hymns, shake hands, where every contact constitutes affront, with interactions stiffly cloaked and formal. Then Rose defers to Zinnia's riotous shows. Then all too soon, chrysanthemum displays its pungent, dusky bloom. The year thus flows. Enthralled by danger, days merge into days, pass unremarked. Human tempo slows. Masks and distancing seem but delays. Tempers flare, brooding worry grows, and as if the earth itself might die ablaze. At 73, I watch the signs, knowing that I live beneath a pall, hopeful that my years somehow suffice. And yet the patient sun still shines, calm night strings stars, plants stretch at dawn, rains fall, bees commute, honeyed fruits entice.